弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Peace unto all.
今早呢，我们先来读一下马太福音的第一章一到六节。
This morning we shall first read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1 to 6.
由我先来为大家读一下。大家有圣经的可以翻开看，没有圣经的可以看大屏幕。
We will first read in Mandarin, in Chinese.
马太福音一章一到六节。亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄，犹大从他玛氏生法勒斯和谢拉，法勒斯生伊西伦，西斯伦生亚兰，亚兰生亚米拿达，亚米拿达生拿顺，拿顺生撒门，撒门从拉合氏生波阿斯，波阿斯从路德氏生俄必得，俄必得生耶西，耶西生大卫王，大卫从乌利亚的妻子生所罗门。这就是今早的我们要看的经文，让我们先一起来在上帝的面前祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你今早让我们的弟兄姐妹聚集在主你的圣殿里面，让我们一起打开我们的心来接受你美好的信息。天父，我感谢你，感谢你让我成为一个管道，能够透过我这个管道，上帝你能够将你的活水能够留在我们的会众里面，能够流进我们每一个会友的心里面。天父，我们把接下来的讯息交在你的手中，愿你的讯息能够使我们的生命能够得以塑造，能够使我们的生命得以改变。以上的祷告以耶稣基督的圣名而祈求，阿们。弟兄姐妹们，在刚刚过去的大概两个星期以前，然后我们看到在立位室，在四楼的就是隔壁的立位室里面呢，然后有几位年轻人在一个导师的陪伴之下呢，然后来共同组织和策划了这样一次家庭日的家庭日的老照片展。
Dear brothers and sisters, we see in the past 2 weeks that in the Leviticus room, a few young people at the leading of some seniors has put up a photo exhibition.
我们真的是非常感谢这几位年轻人。
And we are very thankful unto them.
因为他们真的是这样的一个创意和这样的一个辛勤的付出，使我们的教会生活多姿多彩。
Because of their put up was very creative and really they put a lot of heart into doing it.
在那里呢，我看到年长者呢，然后他们站在这个老照片的下面。
And I saw some of our senior members when they were viewing the photos.
他们回顾着他们的过去。
They were thinking about the past.
他们寻索着他们在禧年堂这个百年老店久远醇香的信仰厚度。
And they were just reminiscing the kind of faith, the maturity of the faith that they have in this historical church.
年轻人呢，也看着这些老照片。
And the young people were likewise viewing the photos.
他们的心里面其实是在默默地寻根。
And in their hearts, they were just quietly also searching their roots.
在展览室的一进门，我们会看到铺着一张油布。
And once we enter into the room, we see a canvas.
上面我看见画了一棵禧年堂的树。
And on top of it, we see a tree that expresses Jubilee Church.
这是一棵寻根树。
And this church, and this tree helped us to trace our roots.
这棵树上呢，长满了很多的树叶。
While we see many leaves that blossoms on this tree,
每一个树叶呢都代表了一个家庭。
And each leaf represents a family.
这棵树呢就被称为禧年堂的家谱。
And it is called the family tree of Jubilee.
这个真有点像禧年堂的正堂之宝的感觉。
Well, when we look at this, it just kind of represents that which holds everything together, that which grants the church continuity and stability.
谈到这个家谱。
And when we talk about genealogy.
先景长老跟我说，然后他有一年专门带上他的家人回中国去寻根。
I heard from our elder 先景 that there was a year where he brought his whole family back to China in search of the roots.
原来他是宋朝的杨家将的后代。
And then we got to know that he's actually the descendants of 杨家将 in during the Song Dynasty.
在杨六郎之后的某一个支派里面的第十六代。
And it's actually the posterity of Yang Liu Lang.
哇，出生在这个将门之家，好特别。
Well, it's really unique to be part of this ancient military family.
后来呢，捐真执事呢，然后跟我说他的祖宗呢也很特别。
And later on, Deacon Jane also tells me that she also has a unique ancestry.
是一个侠女哦，她的祖宗。
That in amongst ancestors there was a heroine.
家谱中出现女人应该很少见了，对吗
？Well, we hardly hear about women in our genealogy.
更别说是一个侠女哦。
And less so that we have a heroine.
后来我就跟她借来她家的这个家谱看了看。
And then I borrowed from her the ancestry records.
哦，了解到原来这真是一个侠女。
And then I realized that truly that she has a heroine in her family.
是他们家族的一个姑姑。
It is one of the auntie in the family.
幸亏她会武功哎。
The good thing is that she knew martial arts.
然后当灾难来的时候呢，她保护了这个城市整个家族。
And during difficulties, she actually used her martial arts skills to protect the entire family.
这才使得捐真执事她这个丈夫的整个的家族能够保留下来。
And what she has done has allowed the whole family, as in Deacon Jane's husband's family, to survive until today.
这位女人可是一个有义的女子。
Well, this lady is someone who is both righteous and faithful.
所以她的家谱上就写着义姑。
And so she was labeled as the righteous and faithful lady.
到捐真执事的先生这一代呢，已经有三十四代了。
And by the time we come to Deacon Jane's husband, it's already the 34th generation.
那么到了捐真执事的儿子的这一代呢，应该是第三十五代了。
And their son will be the 35th.
三十五代的传人呢，真是特别。
We have 35 generations that just come down. It's really unique.
原来呢，我们看到这些家谱里面不只是罗列着一些人的名字。
And so we see that in genealogy, it doesn't only list the number of names.
而是诉说着家族的故事。
But it tells the story of a family clan.
体现着一个家族的荣耀。
And expresses the glory of a particular family.
今天我们要看的马太福音的家谱。
Today we are looking at the genealogy in the book of Matthew.
则是带着上帝的荣耀。
It carries or it displays the glory of God.
因为他是上帝的儿子，耶稣基督的家谱。
Because it is a genealogy of Jesus, Son of God.
马太福音一开篇的第一节就说。
When we turn to the first verse of the Gospel of Matthew.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。
English reads it reverse. It says that he is the son of David, the son of Abraham.
这两位以色列历史上著名的信仰巨人的后代。
These are the two spiritual giants of Israel.
当我们沿着这个家谱呢，这样子扫下来，扫下来，扫下来。
And as we read on,
我们会看到。
We will see.
某某生某某，某某生某某，某某又生某某。
That someone father another.
我们也有特别的发现。
And then we also have some special findings.
原来其中也有四个女人的名字。
That is within this genealogy, we find four female figures.
更让人惊讶的是。
What is more astonishing is this.
这四位是看起来并不光彩的女人。
That the four of them, to some extent, were dishonorable.
我们先来看看第一位。
Let us first look at the, the first lady, first of all.
是出现在第三节。
We find her name listed in verse 3.
她的名字叫塔玛。
Her name is Tama.
她的故事记录在创世纪三十八章。
We find her story recorded in Genesis chapter 38.
这是一个很想要孩子的女人。
She is someone who wished to have offspring.
可是她的丈夫死了。
But yet her husband passed on.
按照当地的风俗。
And according to the custom of that day, of those days.
她可以和她的丈夫的兄弟同房来生小孩。
She is allowed to have offspring through her husband's brothers.
来传宗接代。
in order that the family line may continue.
可后来呢？第一个兄弟也死了。
But the elder of the two younger brothers passed on as well.
剩下一个小弟弟。
And what was left was only the youngest of the three brothers.
年纪还很小。
Who was very young at that point of time.
他的公公舍不得给他吗？
The father-in-law wasn't willing to give unto this daughter-in-law his younger son.
就叫他呢，先回娘家去住着，慢慢等吧。
And so asked the daughter-in-law to first return to a maiden home.
眼看这个小弟弟一天天长大了。
Well, days passed and this young boy grew.
还不见他的公公来找他回去。
Still, the father-in-law did not ask her to go back to the family.
于是他逼不得已想出了一个下策。
And so she came up with a plan, not a good one.
她假装成一个妓女。
She disguised herself as a prostitute.
引诱他公公与他同房。
And lure the father-in-law to lay with her.
后来终于如愿以偿。
And so she got what she wished for.
她怀了孕，有了小孩。
She was pregnant with a child.
而且生了一对双胞胎。
In fact, she was pregnant with a twin.
这就是马太福音家谱第三节记录的。
And this was recorded in the third verse in this genealogy.
犹大从哈马士所生了法勒斯和谢拉这对双胞胎。
Which says that Judah he fathered Perez and also Zerah.
接下去我们再看看第二个女人。
Let's look at the second female figure.
她是第五节里面提到的
拉合。We find her in verse 5, Rahab.
拉合。她的故事呢，在圣经的好几本书里面都提过的。
We find her account in a couple of Old Testament books.
约书亚记的二章和六章呢，做了非常详细的她的故事的叙述。
Well, the more detailed one, we can find them in Joshua chapter 2 and chapter 6.
她是一个妓女。
She is a prostitute. He was a prostitute.
住在摩利哥城的妓女。
Who lived in Jericho.
有一天。
And one day.
她的命运发生了转变。
There was change unto her destiny.
全城的人听说。
The whole city back then heard a news.
以色列人要来攻打他们这个国家了。
That is Israel is going to attack their homeland.
拉合还听说。
Rahab also got to hear that
以色列的神是耶和华，本是上天下地的神。
That the God of Israel is the God of heavens and the earth.
有一天，命运向他敲门了。
And so one day something really changed on a fateful day.
约书亚派出的探子来到他们国家。
The spies that Joshua has sent came to her place.
这个妓女她真心的接待了这些探子。
And this.A prostitute, she sincerely hosted this, or received, I should say, received the spies.
拉合非常冷静的、从容的与这些追兵们周旋。
With a calm mind, she actually dealt with the soldiers or those that were pursuing the spies.
成功的保护了他们。
And protected the spies.
约书亚记六章二十五节记载。
When we turn to Joshua chapter 6 verse 25.
约书亚把妓女拉合和他的全家，并他所有的都救活了。
We read there that Joshua in turn saved Rahab and her entire family.
因为他隐藏了约书亚所打发窥探耶利哥的使者。
Because she helped to hide and protect the spies that Joshua sent early on.
他就住在以色列人当中，直到今日。
And until this day, she lived in the land of Israel.
所以这里马太福音的家谱第五节记着。
And so we see in verse 5 of Jesus's, in the genealogy in Matthew.
撒门从拉合氏生伯阿斯。
That Simon fathered Boaz.
可见拉合后来结婚了。
Detailed that. Simon, the father of Boaz, by Rahab. And so we see from here that Rahab actually married.In Israel.
Yeah. 可见拉合后来结婚了。
We can see that later, Rahab was married.
嫁给了撒门。
And she probably married Simon.
撒门据说是当年他所接待的那位探子之一。
And there are sayings that Simon was the one that Rahab has helped to receive.
我们再继续看这第三位女人。
Let's move on to the third female figure.
叫路德。
Her name is Ruth.
这个路德呢，他的故事呢是记录在《路德记》里面的。
We find her account in the book of Ruth.
这是一个在丈夫死以后。
This is a lady that after her husband has also passed on.
她居然愿意跟着她的婆婆去走天涯。
She was willing to go anywhere with her mother-in-law.
无论走到天涯海角。
Anywhere she was willing to go.
她都愿意与她的婆婆相依为命。
She was willing to just cleave unto her mother-in-law.
她本是一个摩亚人。
She was a Moabite.
丈夫死后，她的婆婆叫她改嫁。
And when the husband has passed on, the mother-in-law asked her to remarry.
然后她的婆婆准备独自一人去回伯利恒。
And the mother-in-law was prepared to return to Bethlehem all by herself.
但路德却舍不得她的婆婆。
But Ruth wasn't willing to see her mother-in-law go on her own.
她对她的婆婆说。
And so she said to her mother-in-law,
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Say wherever you go, I will be.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
And where you lodge, I will lodge.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people shall be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
And your God, my God.
后来两个人一起回到了伯利恒。
And so both returned to or went to Bethlehem.
靠着路德拾麦穗过日子。
And she actually gleaned from the field in order to live on, or she lived by gleaning from the field.
有一天。
And one day.
当她婆婆得知原来她拾麦穗的这户人家呢，就是她的一个至敬的亲戚家。
And one day when the mother-in-law knew that she gleaned from this family, which is actually a kinsman,
她是波阿斯的家，
which is the family of Boaz.
于是婆婆给她出了一个计策。
The mother-in-law also came up with a plan.
叫路德呢晚上去躺在这个波阿斯睡觉的地方。
Asking her to lay beside Boaz when he rests in the night.
当波阿斯半夜醒来以后。
And so when Boaz woke up in the midnight,
他发现了路德。
He saw Ruth.
他了解了他家的情况以后。
And when he understood the condition of her family,
他买了他婆婆的地。
He bought the mother-in-law's land.
他娶了路德为妻。
And married Ruth.
这里马太福音的家谱第五节记录。
We see this in chapter five, verse 5 of Matthew chapter 1.
Verse 5. 波阿斯从路德氏生了俄贝德。
We see that Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth.
俄贝德生了耶西。
And Obed the father of Jesse.
而耶西就是大卫王的父亲。
And Jesse the father of David the king.
这样说来，路德就是大卫的祖祖母。
In this sense, Ruth was actually David's great grandmother.
我们再看这最后的第四位女人。
Let's now turn to the fourth female figure.
是第六节提到的乌利亚的妻子。
That is the wife of Uriah that is recorded for us in verse 6.
这可是一个被一代的君王所看重的女人。
She was someone that was looked upon by the king.
但之前却是一个已经是一个为人妻的女人。
But by that time, she was already married to a Hittite.
这也许就注定了她惊心动魄的命运。
And because the king looked upon her, she had a different life to live.
乌利亚是她的前夫。
Uriah was her husband.
可有一天，她却被大卫王所看中。
But yet David looked upon her one day.
大卫将她招来同寝。
And summoned her into the palace to live with her.
有了身孕。
And she was pregnant.
大卫想要嫁祸给他的前夫。
And David wanted to just cast a blame, or rather to put it such a way that it was her husband that has got her pregnant.
但是没有成功。
But he failed.
后来他起了杀意。
And then he began to think about killing the husband.
他在这个战场上面就设了一个计谋，谋杀了乌利亚。
And he designed a trap to have the husband killed in
the battlefield. 夺了他的妻子。
And then took over the wife.
这里马太福音的家谱第六节记着。
And here we see Matthew's genealogy, verse 6.
大卫从乌利亚的妻子生所罗门。
We see here that David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah.
看起来相当的奇怪啊。
Well, it appears strange here.
一个一代的君王，居然在这里被赤裸裸的记录着与他人的一个妻子生子。
That a king is recorded here to have fathered a child by someone else's wife.
事隔已经这么多年了。
And by then many years has passed.
大卫所犯下的罪好像还在提醒着后代们。
But the sin that David has committed continue to remind posterity.
从中我们也可以看出耶稣基督的家谱是如此的真实。
And here we see how real or how true this genealogy actually is.
刚才我们已经一一的看过这四位女人。
Well, we have actually listed the four ladies and heard their stories.
塔玛，
塔玛，
一个想要孩子， 不兴铤而走险假扮妓女与公公同情的女人。
One who took risks in order to bear offsprings.
拉合。
Rahab.
一个虽然是妓女，但却是有勇有谋、掩护探子的女人。
A courageous prostitute that helped to hide the spies.
路德。
Ruth.
一个愿意与婆婆走天涯。
One who was willing to go anywhere with the mother-in-law.
最后想办法与至亲的亲属同情。
And then finally found a plan to lay with a kinsman.
而为他自己和他的婆婆找到了下半生归宿的女人。
And found a future for both herself and the mother-in-law.
乌利亚的妻子。
Uriah's wife.
一个一代君王通奸。
One who committed adultery with a king.
虽然在家谱当中并没有记下他的名字。
Although the genealogy did not have a name recorded,
但她的故事却是人人皆知。
But her story is one that everybody knows.
我们如果再仔细的看看。
And if we were to just look at the text even more carefully,
这四位女人除了是女人之外，
we will see that apart from they being female,
并被人看作是不光彩的女人，
and they were also looked upon as ones who were dishonorable.
她还被以色列本地人看作是外来妹。
They are also Gentiles or foreigners in the eyes of the Israelites.
Tamar 是迦南人。
Tamar was a Canaanite.
拉合是摩利哥人。
Rahab was from Jericho.
路德是摩亚人。
Ruth was a Moabite.
乌利亚的妻子据说与乌利亚一样是赫人。
And for the wife of Uriah, probably was Esther's husband, a Hittite.
他们都是外邦女子。
They were all Gentiles.
这几位被别人看作不光彩的女人，
and this few who were looked upon as being dishonorable,
却居然进入了上帝的儿子救主耶稣基督的家谱。
They all enter into the genealogy of Jesus, the Son of God.
为什么？
Why so?
上帝为什么要升高他们？
And why did Jesus, why did God raise them up and have them in His genealogy?
为了找到这个问题的答案，
in order to reach the answer of this question,
我们不得不重新沉下心来。
Then we have to just slow down.
我们恳求圣灵来启示我们。
And ask the Holy Spirit to shed light upon us.
让我们能够看见。
That we might see.
让我们能够换一个镜片。
That we might see with a different lens.
希望我们能看见上帝所看见的。
And one that we will be able to behold what God saw.
透过这个镜片。
And through this very lens.
我看到了四个。有血有肉。
I see four ladies who are of flesh and blood.
有泪有痛的苦命女人。
With pain and with sorrows, people who were just pitiful, dying out.
先看看塔玛。
Let us once again consider Tama.
那是一个女性根本就没有什么地位的年代。
She lived in an era where ladies had no status.
甚至连自己的身体都不属于自己。
And oftentimes even their own body do not belong to themselves.
丈夫死了。
Once the husband passed on,
她就被给了她的丈夫的大弟弟。
She was passed on to the brothers of her husband.
她大弟弟不幸也死了。
Sadly, even the second husband passed on.
就等着小弟弟吧。
Then she just had to wait for the young boy to grow up.
小弟长大了。
When he has grew up,
她公公这边还是一点动静都没有。
But the father-in-law did nothing for her.
在娘家已经住了这么多年。
And haven't been at her maiden home for many, many months or years.
周围的闲言碎语也听了这么多年。
And gossips about her has been going on and on.
眼看一点希望都没有了。
When everything appears hopeless.
必须冒险。
It's time to risk.
假装成妓女与她公公同寝吧。
And so she disguised herself as a prostitute to lay with the father-in-law.
终于怀孕了。
And finally she was pregnant.
三个月了。
Three months down the road.
村里的人向公公报告说。
People start to send a report unto the father-in-law.
哎呀，你的儿媳妇做了妓女了，因行淫有了身孕。
Say that your daughter-in-law has played the role of a prostitute and she's now pregnant with someone else's child.
她的公公说什么？
What did the father-in-law say?
公公说，拉出她来，把她烧了。
He said, bring her out and slay her.
幸亏与公公同寝的时候。
But thankfully, when she did what she has done,
她要了她的袋子和杖做了当头。
She asked for her signet and also her cord as a proof.
否则就只能被烧了。
Otherwise, she would just be burned unto death.
连同肚子里的孩子一起被烧了。
Together with the baby that's in her womb.
好在她公公承认了。
And the good thing is that the father-in-law did admit to what he has done.
并且说。
And he also said.
她的义是大过公公他自己的义的。
that her righteousness is greater than me, than mine, the father-in-law's.
因为她的公公心知肚明。
Because the father-in-law knows well.
他先不把他的儿媳妇给他的儿子在先。
It was he that first refused to give unto her his own son.
后来他的儿媳才跟他同情的。
Which in turn caused the daughter-in-law to do what she has done.
并且是在他的公公的公公的这个太太去世以后。
And all this thing happens after Judah's wife has also passed on.
让我们再看看妓女拉合。
Let's once again consider Rahab.
当她走过的时候。
When she passed by along the streets.
她在整个的耶利哥城的路上走着。
When she walks on the streets of Jericho.
她遭人唾弃。
People will just speak against, say words that's against her.
人人说她。是有悖道德、有伤风化的女子。
Everyone says that what she's doing is immoral.
全城议论纷纷地说，以色列人要打过来了，要攻占他们的城市了。
And then the whole city was speaking about the war that Israel is about to ignite against the city.
她心里却在思量着。
Then in her heart she was pondering.
听说以色列人的神名叫耶和华。
In her heart she was just thinking that this God of Israel is by the name Yahweh.
他是大有能力，能够上天入地的神。
He is able, Almighty, someone that rules the heaven and earth.
如果他想要攻占他们这个城市
，And if he is the one that want to conquer Jericho,
还不是轻而易举、迟早的事吗
？Wouldn't that be an easy feat and something that will happen sooner or later?
突然，他听到有人来敲门
，And suddenly someone knocked on the door.
原来是这耶和华的军队派来的使者来了。
And it was actually the spies from the army of Yahweh.
他决定真心款待他们。
And she decided to host them or receive them sincerely.
她尽自己的一点微薄之力来帮助他们。
And she helped them with whatever way she could.
希望他们也能在看在她对他们的帮助的份上。
In hope that having helped them,
不要杀了她的全家。
They will not kill her and her family.
能够保护全家人的性命。
So that she can protect the entire family.
我们再看看路德。
Once again, let's consider Ruth.
这位路德。
Ruth.
她的丈夫死了。
Her husband passed on.
她的婆婆更可怜。
And her mother-in-law was even more pitiful.
一连两个儿子都相继去世了。
Her only two sons, both passed on.
婆婆伤心。
The mother-in-law was very sad.
她准备回老家去。
And was prepared to return unto her own home, hometown.
看着这个伤心的婆婆。
As she looked at this very disappointed mother-in-law,
她怎能放心得下呢？
She can't bear to see her go on her own.
还是跟着婆婆千里迢迢回老家去吧。
Why not just travel together with the mother-in-law?
也好彼此有一个照应。
At least they can just take care of each other.
从此以后。
And from that point onwards.
婆婆的神就是她的神。
The God of the mother-in-law became hers.
她的神有一条法令。
And this God has this particular law.
就是让人们在这个地里收割麦子的时候。
That is when people are harvesting the wheat.
不要都收干净。
They are not supposed to just harvest everything.
一定要留一些给穷人去拾麦穗。
They are to purposely leave some so that the poor may glean from it.
好吧。
All right.
就回去靠拾麦子来过生活。
Let us live life through gleaning from the field.
有一天。
And one day.
拾完麦子。
After the gleaning process was done,
这位好心的主人居然吩咐他的仆人给他水喝。
This kind master of the house actually brought her water.
给他饭吃。
And asked her husband also give her food.
他把剩下来的这些饭拿回去给他婆婆吃。
And whatever was left over, she brought back unto her mother-in-law.
婆婆告诉了他一些话。
The mother-in-law told her something.
他想了。
She considered what she heard.
就照他的婆婆的话去做吧。
And did what the mother-in-law has suggested.
婆婆也是为了她好。
The mother-in-law was thinking for her good.
让她的后半生有个依靠。
So that she can have someone to rely on in the future.
再者，如果这样做了，婆婆的后半辈子也能够有好日子过。
Furthermore, if she does what she did and if she succeeds in doing it, then both of them will have a good future.
已经苦了大半辈子的老人家了。
For the mother-in-law, life had been hard.
最后，我们再看看乌利亚的妻子。
And lastly, let us reconsider the wife of Uriah.
当我们看到这个女人的时候
，When we consider this lady,
我们看到大卫王把她叫去同寝。
we see that the king summoned her to lay with him.
她怀孕了。
She was pregnant.
过了一阵子。
And after a period of time,
传来噩耗说。
Then we hear bad news.
她丈夫乌利亚也死在了战场上。
That even her husband has died on the battlefield.
她为她丈夫的去世哭了几天几夜。
She wept a couple of days for her husband's death.
后来大卫召她入皇宫。
And then she was summoned into the palace.
这所怀的第一个孩子生下来就死了。
And the first child that was born unto her passed on very, very soon.
她继续哭泣。
She continued to weep.
所幸的是第二个孩子所罗门聪明伶俐。
Fortunately, the second child that she bore, Solomon was very intelligent.
耶和华喜悦他。
And Yahweh delighted in him.
继承了王位。
And he became the king.
刚才当我们重新一个一个一个的看过这些女人的时候
，And as we run through one by one, one more time, these four female figures,
我们发现她们真是各有各的不幸。
We see that they each has their own mishaps.
发现她们在生活当中一个真实的挣扎。
We hear of their struggles in life.
苦楚和无助。
The difficulties and the helplessness.
后来她们的命运居然转变了。
But yet their destiny changed.
耶和华赐福他们
Yahweh blessed them,
使他们过上了不错的生活
that they had good life, that they lived good lives.
但从当时的道德标准来看
But according to the moral standards back in those times,
他们都是一些将要受到那个时代的道德审判的女人
They are people who are about to be judged by the moral standard of those days.
可是上帝
But God
却深知他们的内心
knew what was really happening in their hearts.
深知他们的遭遇
and knew what they have been through,
并且以极大的怜悯帮助他们
and helped them with his great mercy,
提拔他们
he raised them up,
并且祝福他们
blessed them,
还给荣耀给他们
and let them have glory.
最后我们看到他们居然在耶稣基督的家谱里面也是榜上有名
and finally we find them in the genealogy of Jesus.
从中我们可以发现
and we see through all this,
原来上帝的怜悯
That God's mercy,
他可以穿越人所设定的普遍的道德标准。
He's able to transcend whatever moral standard that man has set.
他直指人心。
He goes right into the heart, in man's heart.
而今天我们家谱的主角。
And today the main figure of this genealogy.
上帝的儿子耶稣基督。
The Son of God, Jesus.
他用他的一生。见证的也正是上帝的怜悯。
He used his entire life to witness unto the mercies of God.
他压伤的芦苇，他不折断。
The bruised reed he will not destroy.
将残的灯火，他不熄灭。
And the lamp that's weak he will not snuff out.
他大热天就在一口井边。
On a very hot day he sat beside a well.
专门等候。内心有深深的羞耻感的撒玛利亚女人
especially to wait for a Samaritan woman who deep in her heart feel that shame and dishonor
与她进行心灵的对话
and had a heart-to-heart conversation with her
她对那本来要被石头所打死的行淫的妇人
and for the adulterous woman that we find in John chapter 8
她说
he said
以后不要再犯了
sin no more
他安慰那些感到自卑的
He comforts those who are feeling down
羞耻的
Those who are feeling shame
不幸的
Those who are very unfortunate
被整个社会边缘化的
Those who are marginalized
苦难当中的人们
Those who are living hardship
他将他们升高
He raised them up
他并赐福给他们和他们的后代
And he blessed them and their posterities
他的圣洁
His holiness
也超越了每个时代人们所设定的道德的贞洁牌坊。
Also transcend whatever moral standard purity that man has set.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们大家是否也有想过
Have we thought before?
我们自己曾经也有过一些不光彩的过去
That we ourselves might have some dishonorable past.
这么多年以来
And down the road in our lives,
有一些事情你一直压在心口上。
Are there things that we always kept them in our hearts?
你不敢对别人说出口。
That we dare not voice them to others.
因为你害怕别人会指责你。
For we are afraid that people will just be against us when we say that.
害怕别人会轻看你。
That people will look down upon us when we mention them.
你表面上活在今天。
Well, on the surface, we seem to be living today and living well.
其实你一直活在过去的那种羞耻感的下面。
But in actuality, we are living in the past with all the feelings of shame.
你活在这样的阴影之下。
We living under all these shadows of the past.
当你感到绝望的时候。
And in our moments of hopelessness.
当你感到这个世界上没有一个人可以理解你的痛楚。
When we think that no one on earth understands what we are going
through. 没有一个人可以帮助你的时候。
When we are totally helpless.
请你记住。
Please remember.
这个世界还有一位上帝。
That this world has a God.
他以前是怎样怜悯这四个可怜的女人。
And how he has shown mercy unto these four pitiful ladies.
今日也会以同样的怜悯来怜悯你。
With a similar mercy he will show unto us today.
你相信他可以将你的羞辱变成荣耀吗？
Do we believe that he can turn our shame into honor?
你相信吗？
Do we believe?
请你打开你的心扉。
Let us open ourselves unto God.
向他呼求。
And cry unto him.
告诉他发生在你身上的一切。
And tell him what has happened in our lives.
他会帮助你。
He will help you.
从过去的事情当中走出来。
Help you to walk out from the past.
让你重新抬起头。
That we might once again live life with our heads lifted up.
因为他是叫你抬起头的上帝。
Because he's the God that helps us to lift up our heads.
有这样一句话讲得好。
There's such a saying.
你的过去并不属于你的今天。
Your past, your today doesn't belong to your past.
就是今天。
For today,
上帝要怜悯你。
Today, God's going to show you His mercy.
恩待你。
And His grace.
你不要惧怕别人的眼光。
Let us not afraid of how people may look upon us.
不要为你过去的事情所缠绕着。
And not to be so encroached by the past.
你现在要勇敢地敞开你的心扉。
Let us open ourselves unto God.
接受他的怜悯吧
and receive God's mercy.
靠着他的恩典
rely upon His grace.
活出一个崭新的美好的春天
and live up life anew.
让我们一起来祷告
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你以极大的怜悯怜悯我们。在人生的路程里，我们每个人或多或少都做过一些不光彩的事情，犯过一些不该犯的错误，但今日藉着马太福音家谱中的四个女人，你再次的让我们知道，主，你是怜悯人的上帝，你都知道。我们一宿虽然有哭泣，但是早晨我们必欢呼，因为你怜悯我们，化我们的羞辱为你的荣耀，来荣耀你的生命。感谢天父，奉耶稣基督的生命祷告，阿们。